sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
Moose eat hearty in the flush days of spring and summer, and they depend on their stores of fat and protein to get them through Alaska's lean winters. Because nutrition is such an important part of moose biology, much of the work at Alaska's Kenai Moose Research Center looks at metabolism and diet.
Alaska Department of Fish and Game moose researchers John Krause and Stacy Jenkins are studying how nutrition affects moose reproduction. Biologists know that a lack of nitrogen in the diet can limit reproduction in moose. Nitrogen is an essential part of an animal's diet, and moose get it from fresh, budding leaves. Most of the year, the moose's diet is low in nitrogen, and the 2 months in the spring when moose can get fresh, budding leaves are critical. Nitrogen deficiency and the resulting protein deficiency can cause failure to conceive, failure to carry a calf to term, and low birth weight.
When conditions are good, moose can be really productive. Females will breed every year. As many as 90% of pregnant females will have twins, and some even have triplets. Young moose just 2 years old will become pregnant and have babies. But when moose don't have adequate nutrition, they have far fewer babies. Twinning rates drop to 20%. Moose will skip years calving and wait until they are 3 or 4 years old to have their first calf. For Sounds Wild, I'm Jane Rudenberg.
And I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.